We're Alive is brought to you by...
15 years ago, the world broke apart.
As inherited, out of the dark is green, coming from space!
From the ashes, we have learned to live again. But now, a new shadow is rising.
The time has come, my wolves! Time for us to rise up against the forces of infinite!
The future of this fallen world is in the hands of two youths, and one broken old soldier, and their time is running out.
I'll tell you everything, but please, you gotta start by trusting me. Do you trust me?
No. No way.
Listen to The Cleansed, Season 1, an epic audio podcast with free downloads each week at thecleansed.com. Post-apocalyptic adventure awaits at thecleansed.com.
For who are they to stand against? The will of Jesus!
Blessed be Jesus!
Welcome, my children, to Corinth.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 32. Captive Hearts. Part 3 of 3.
And I have 10 more on the other side of the inner gate, so they can...
You expecting someone?
No.
Open up!
Victor, stay in here.
I'll get it.
Yeah? What is it?
Everyone in the parking lot behind the hospital, right now.
What's going...
Get there, and don't try and skip out. We're taking roll.
This might be a problem.
Did they find out?
We wouldn't be able to walk away from the door if they did.
Saul, we might have a problem.
What kind of problem?
They're gathering everyone up.
We got movement out here. Shit. Looks like our guardians are swapping out.
They're what?
Yeah, all of them. Not just the ones by the gate.
Oh, shit, that ain't good.
Come on, get out here now.
They're getting everyone out of their houses.
Then we better get moving. Stay here. You can lock yourself in my room if you have to.
What do we do?
We can't do anything right now. This'll have to wait for another day.
It could just be a head count. That would only be a delay. We'll be back.
No, they want me to stay here. They're all headed to the parking lot behind the hospital.
What? Did someone find out?
No idea. Are you on direct side of the Guardians? Can you drive back to a safe spot?
Maybe, but I'm guessing they'd see the van. This really screws things up. Fuck! We might have to ditch the van. They'll see it. But we might be able to get away on foot.
Sit tight. We can't wait. I'm gonna find out. Check. Can you hear me? I put the earpiece in.
We can hear you just fine.
Glenn, go silent, all right? We don't need you clogging up the channel. Vic, you sure?
Yeah, Bixby said they might just be doing a roll call. If that's all it is, we may still be on. We can't lose that van.
How are you not going to be seen?
The parking lot's not far from where the water truck is. I know the way. And I still have my gun. I waited on the other side of the fence, looking over every so often to see if it was clear. Once the mass of people stopped trickling into the parking lot, I made it through a gap in the fence, past the tanker into a nearby tree. I couldn't see any of the guardians on the walls above, but I was within earshot of everyone else. It was pretty quiet. close enough. I'll keep you posted.
All right.
Check, check. Gary Kreuss. All right.
They're taking roll. They're all lined up facing each other. There's a few people in the center. Is that? There's a blonde girl near the left side of a big guy. And she's... yep. Pregnant.
Oh my god! Oh my god, that's her! That's...
Calm down! So they're just checking people? That's it? What else do you see?
There's a tall guy in the center walking back and forth. That could be Darai, maybe. He's definitely in charge. And... I think that... that must be Scratch. Wait, hold up. He's saying something.
Just sit tight, everyone. This'll be over in just a minute.
Bricks, did you give him the tape?
Yeah, I did. First thing this morning. But
hey, quiet down, you two.
Is that everyone?
Yes, sir. Everyone's accounted for.
Are we done?
Not quite. If you wouldn't mind, could I borrow your knife?
Absolutely. Having a demonstration? Who fucked up this time?
Thanks. You know, on second thought, I think this might take too long. I'd like to get this done quickly.
You want me to, sir? I wouldn't mind at all.
No. I want to be the one. I need to borrow your piece.
Sure.
One of you is out of control. Hiding things behind my back, been doing it for some time.
Hey, you! Listen to him and shut your face.
We've had a long journey up until this point. All of you from Eastern Bay who braved the walls inside with me when left to die. But we showed them! Look at us now! Sure, we've all made a few mistakes, but we're better for it. Look at what we have. And the rest of you. You may not have liked our intentions when we first got here, but in the end, you work, we work, we all live. I thought we reached a level of understanding between all of us. I guess I was wrong. I never thought it would have led to a betrayal like this.
Who was it? What did they do? Just give me my knife. I'll make an example out of them for everyone to see.
You'd have to turn the blade on yourself.
What?
You.
I don't know what you think I did.
You killed a member of the family.
He died from the fall.
I saw what you did. I've seen the tape.
Bricks.
I permitted your recklessness for long enough. The sloppy job at the hockey rink. The return to the soldiers building on your own. You even killed some teenage girl in the process. I wasn't too happy about that. But this went too far. You killed one of our own. His father was a dear friend of mine. Did you forget about that? Not to mention the poor doctor who tried to help Tenuto's son. He was our only good doctor. And I'm betting that was no accident. Take off your ring. Hand it over. Do it! Do I need to remind you of the Guardians? All of them cellmates, far more loyal than you. I won't ask again.
Do I get to say something?
Why not?
You know it was a mercy kill. He was dying. You would do exactly the same thing. And I had nothing to do with
it. It was just this one thing. This might have been different. Your failures have brought
us... My failures? What the hell have you done? How many did we start out with, huh? We had so many, we lost count. You put us all in that shithole of a mall. Some great plan that was. And you knew it, too. What was your idea to fix it? Get your hands on that tower. I should have never even told you about it. Your mistake cost me more than you know. And the rink was your solution. You have no clue. clue what we went through back there. Yes, I did go back and try to get that girl. But all of this has been me trying to fix your fuck up.
That's not true.
How about this place? Who had us checking all the channels? Who sent people to scout this out? We'd still be rotting in that fucking mall if it wasn't for me. I've been doing all of the dirty work. What the hell have you done?
I got everyone out.
Try again. I was the one who came back there for you. Yeah. The rest of them seem to remember.
Take off the ring.
What? So I take it off, and I'm out. Is that it? This is all you have, isn't it? Some relic from the way things used to be. Like that's power. Some title. And all those roles.
You believed in some
of those. It was the only way you'd let me try to kill her.
I'm realizing that.
That's my repayment, huh? For everything I've done. You do this, you think you'll just walk away? I'm not the only one here who has been doing your dirty work.
Hey, get back in line!
Just as he turned to point the gun at the mauler who stepped forward, Scratch reached down and grabbed the knife tucked into her boot and shoved it in the center of Jiraiya's chest. He fell back onto the ground as Scratch grabbed his gun. With that, all hell broke loose.
Take down that guardian!
Gunshots came from all directions. Some of the maulers and guardian spots were shooting at others in the crowd. Within seconds, everyone scattered in all directions.
What's happening?
Scratch killed him! They're going crazy! Outside. I need to do something first.
All right, we got this.
Saul, they're on the way to get the gate open. Hang in there. Lizzie!
Fuck it, drive! Drive, the guardians see us.
I am.
This is what we need. They're off balance now. We can actually win this.
Not if that gate doesn't open, we won't. Vic, do you copy? Are you?
He's got her covered, but if we don't get these guns inside, they won't last long.
I can't do much with the gate shut. We can't ram it.
He stopped shooting at us.
Which means our guys on the inside are trying to get it open.
I need to buy them time.
Hold up! Get in! Quick!
It's opening! The gate! They did it! They're here!
Wide enough? Fucking hold on! Close it! Close it!
Those things are getting inside! We can't let them pass the inner gate!
I know! Close faster!
Shit! Missed!
Got it!
Get him!
Hey! Cobbler!
Going there! Get for me!
Move!
Guardian! There! Look out!
Damn.
Mama's Tanya loves animals, anime, locked up for stealing some shit. Shorts if he drinks too much, that guy!
Someone could have told you what he's like.
Here, talk to him! Ugh. Wait, is it his?
What?
That, the baby, is it his? Cause if it isn't, just say—
Of course it is!
Hey, Saul, are you there? Answer me, buddy!
Give it to me! Saul! Saul!
He was just there!
Saul?
Get the guns inside!
Blondie?
Saul?
Blondie!
Join us again in 2 weeks for the next chapter of We're Alive. Download the podcast for free on iTunes and Zoom. Keyword, We're Alive. To find out more or purchase the complete first season of We're Alive, go to www.zombiepodcast.com. Starring Nate Gies,
Otto Sturck, Constance Parn, Blair Beihauer, Stuart Kennan, Mark Miller, Carl Schwaber,
Jenna McCombie, Ben Duran, and
Glenn Hoffner.
I'm Michael Swan. Composers Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. Written and directed by Casey Wayland.
Zombie intern Eric Wargo. Line producer Simone Nepper. Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive, the serial audio drama, was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland.
Edited by Robert Bradley and Casey Wayland.
For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Wayland production.